the expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Ons. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Christ. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it makes some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Roberts, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set pop.
So we got huge news this week that Permission to Dance has debuted at number one on Billboard Hot 100, which is crazy. Congratulations, BTS and ARMY. Mm-hmm. Permission to Dance actually dethroned Butter, which was going on its eighth, you know, potential week at number one on Billboard
Easily,
Hot 100.
It could have been number like 8 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah. So BTS has dethroned themselves, essentially, mm-hmm. and they're the first artists to replace themselves at number one since Drake in 2018. So it's crazy.
Drake.
Yeah. So, wow. BTS. So incredible.
Congratulations, BTS. Congrats, ARMY. This is incredible to see Permission to Dance at number one. And really, the only person who can outbeat BTS is BTS themselves.
Honestly. Yeah.
They, I mean, that's all. This is what this says to me. Yeah.
We love to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So on that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, so many iconic moments happened with BTS on Fallon this week.
So many. Or who else hasn't stopped talking about J-Hope in Shaps? Which... I just want to take a moment here. We got an email from a fellow Iconic. Their name is MB from Santa Cruz, California.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent us this really kind email just to give us some more information on just like the Southwest region of the U.S. We're Midwestern. We're from Missouri. Yeah. So I've always pronounced it Chaps.
Mm-hmm.
But she ended up saying that it's actually Shaps,
mm-hmm.
which I think... It sounds like there's two different ways to say it. We did a little bit more research into it.
Yeah.
But just, it sounds like in the Southwest region of the U.S., they pronounce it Shaps, mm-hmm. which I never knew that.
Which is notable because that's where they're primarily worn in the United States anyways. So mm-hmm. the people typically wear them and interact with them and, you know, more day-to-day life, I guess, and would see them more often, would probably call them Shaps.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we did find two different pronunciations for it. So if you're okay with Shaps or Chaps, you know, mm-hmm. we're okay with it as long as J-Hope is wearing them. So,
yeah. That's just good to know.
Yeah, Shaps. Good to know. Yeah, good info. So thanks for the email. So anyways, if you're here for that, then you're in the right place.
Okay, so in today's episode, we're going to talk about the performances of Permission to Dance, especially the performances from The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. But we're also going to touch on PTD's shooting sketch and BTS's reaction to the music video.
Mm-hmm. But before we get into today's episode, we do want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, important links, and pictures, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you for being here and for listening.
Yeah, you guys are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
This month of July, remember, we are supporting two different charities and asking you guys to support them with us. The first is the Trevor Project, which again is the leading national organization that provides crisis intervention to LGBTQIA plus youth. And they offer on-demand digital services for that. We are also asking you guys to support the Disability Rights Fund because it is Disability Pride Month right now. And the Disability Rights Fund empowers persons with disabilities to advance equal rights through grant making, advocacy, and technical assistance. They also are developing legal framework in all of the developed countries in the world. So you can donate to both of these charities. The Trevor Project is give.thetrevorproject.org. And the Disability Rights Fund is disabilityrightsfund.org. So thank you for supporting those charities with us, Iconics.
Yes, thank you, Iconics. All right, so let's get into it. BTS was on Fallon for two nights. The first night was on July 13th, and the second night was July 14th. So for the first night, Fallon ended up interviewing BTS. He talked a lot about BTS rumors and then also some conversation about touring and working with Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm.
Really, for the interview, I just noticed Jin's confidence when they asked about Butter and what they thought of Butter when they first heard it. And Jin was like, It was the song of the summer. He's like, I knew it the first time I heard it. And it's just so great to see that confidence coming through with Jin.
Oh my God, yeah. And it totally is. He's so right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He is right. Yeah.
Of course.
He also ended up bringing up the A, like the army that's spelt out in the music video for Butter.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how the A looked difficult to make. So Jin and Jungkook, in the middle of this interview, they both got up to make the A an army.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so cute because when they did it, Jungkook afterwards, he said, easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Adorable.
It was adorable to hear him say that. But like he's like, yeah, this was no problem. Yeah. Easy for us.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Fallon was like, that looked really hard to make.
I love that moment because the second that they get up, all of the army and Jimmy's live audience is like screaming from excitement because they know that they're about to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, even though BTS were live streaming in, I think they could still hear army, which I just think was so awesome to like hear the excitement of army there in the room with them.
Yeah, there was a live audience there.
Which was really great.
Mm-hmm.
Namjoon said that Permission to Dance was a gift from Ed Sheeran during this interview. And immediately he sent out mad respect and love to him. And he mentioned, which I thought was so interesting, they still haven't met him in real life, even though this is the second project that they've worked on with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really surprising to me, knowing that they haven't met him yet. So I hope that they get to meet him someday soon.
It seems like they have a good connection too. So it'd be really cool for them to be able to meet in real life.
I'm sure they will. They have to at this point because two songs and Make It Right.
Post-COVID.
Yep.
They were also asked by Jimmy, of course, the question on everyone's mind, what we've been wondering about forever now, when will you go back on tour? And of course, BTS has been hinting at this, seems like for months now, even most recently.
They still haven't confirmed it, though.
Haven't confirmed anything, but most recent, the hints in the Permission to Dance music video. And they said they were expecting a really emotional first performance. Jimmy shared with them that, like, even just being back in the studio and having a live audience is emotional for him. So he can't imagine how it's going to be for BTS. And Namjoon said, "Get ready, guys. Get ready."
He put his arms across his chest and looked at every single BTS member and said, "Get ready, guys. Get ready."
Like, just get ready, like, for the emotion.
Get ready for that, yeah. Mm-hmm. He talked about how they just want to say, like, "Army," like, make
some
noise.
Yeah, they
just
want to say, "Make some noise." Yeah. Yeah.
They want it. They want it more than we want it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it bad.
Yeah. I mean, we bought these tickets like 2 years ago at this point. So, yeah.
So, another thing that Jimmy Fallon did, he ended up bringing out an old photo from BTS's debut. And he asked the question, "What goes through your mind when you see this, when you see this old photo?" And Jimin, what is so hilarious is that he just immediately turned around in his seat. Like, "I don't even want to look at this photo. I can't look at it. It brings me so much pain." Which, relatable.
Yeah.
Like, anytime you look back at your younger self, you're like, "No."
Yeah.
But Jimin turns around. But what I love is their response to this is they say, "We've grown a lot. We've turned out well." And Namjoon says, "I think we got more handsome." Mm-hmm. "I think we got handsome," which is so true.
I love it. I loved it. You know,
they're getting more handsome by the second.
By the day, by the second, by the minute. It's a performance to performance.
It's really a problem.
Yeah, they destroyed. I just loved that moment too, because I told you when we watched that like, I often looked back at like old pictures of myself. I'm like, "Who was that? I don't even know that person." Yeah. So cringy.
Or you get those Facebook memories.
Oh God, the worst.
See, like, a post you made on Facebook when you were 14 years old.
Angsty as fuck. Terrible. My sister says she just deletes them. Like, she uses her Facebook memories to like delete old embarrassing stuff. But I mean, that's what BTS were faced with. And I just love that they met it. I mean, Jimin with some hilarity, but the rest of them with just such positivity about themselves. Like, "Look how much we've grown. Look how well we turned out." I just think that that was really lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, so when they continue with the interview, they talk about rumors of BTS, which I thought was such a fun segment to have. And so Fallon is asking BTS if the rumors that they've heard are true or not. And the first one is asking that the name idea for ARMY originally,
for the fandom
was Belle. And BTS confirmed that this was true, but they said it wasn't that serious. It came from having similar sounds at the beginning of the word in Korean. But they were like, "Imagine if we like were like, 'Hey, Belle,' and then every ARMY was like ringing a bell," you know? They Namjoon, I remember he just buried his face in his hands, like laughing. Like, I think he's so glad that they didn't go with that name.
ARMY is so much better.
ARMY is perfect for what we are.
It's really perfect.
Yeah. He also, Namjoon, quite curtly said, "We're Bangtan, not behind the scenes, for your information," which I just love. It's not like Jimmy called them behind the scenes or beyond the scene, but, you know, it's so popular in Western music to be like, "Oh, BTS stands for beyond the scene or behind the scene." And Namjoon is like, "No, we're Bangtan. Like, you can call us by our name."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that clarification, but the addition of "for your information," like, you know, FYI, and the BTS behind the scene. I don't know if he intentionally did that, but I thought it was clever. Knowing his genius mind, he probably did.
Oh, like BTS FYI.
Yeah, FYI. Yeah. Like, still using American slang.
Lingo.
Like, "For your information, FYI."
Wow, his mind.
His mind. This is just an interview casually. He says this.
Yeah. I love it. I'm bold, you know.
Well, it seems kind of sassy.
Yeah, a little bit sassy. A little bit of attitude, which he always will leak out just a little bit. Like,
he's been doing it more and more, and it's because he has the right to in yeah. a way, you know?
And he does it so skillfully that no one can say anything negative about it, you know? It's like, well, yeah, I guess
it's
you're right.
It's not rude. It no, doesn't come not, off rude.
Not at all. No. Yeah. Another rumor that I really enjoyed was that Jimin, his original name for the group that he was going to go with was either Baby J or Baby G. And he just decided not to because he thought it would be weird if the fans were always calling him Baby J, you know, like baby forever. And then Jimmy was like, you could be Jimin Fallon. So that was kind of cute.
That was really cute because Jimin said, oh, yeah, I'm Jimin Fallon.
Yeah.
It's like they just got married then and there. Yeah, right. I don't know what it is about American talk show hosts who just like are in. I mean, I guess I get it, but they're just in love with Jimin.
Just infatuated. Yeah. James Corden, Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, everybody. Everybody loves Jimin. I mean, the whole world. How could you not?
Yeah.
But I'm happy and Jimin is happy that he just went with his name, Jimin, as his stage name.
He's just so alluring. Yeah. Like, you can't help but to flirt with him. One of the other rumors that Jimmy Fallon asked about was how Taeyang had gone with a friend to support the friend and auditioning for Big Hit. And that when he was there, his friend ended up getting cut, but Taeyang ended up like being discovered. He wasn't even there to audition.
He wasn't even there to audition. Yeah.
Only Taeyang things that happen, you know. But he asked, what happened to your friend? And Taeyang's response to this was, he failed. Which is just so funny. Like, what happened to your friend? He failed.
He said it so nonchalantly.
So nonchalant. No change in expression. Mm-hmm.
Deadpan. Which made it hilarious. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, I love that, because we've said this a lot, we've heard this a lot, but I love that this is from Taeyang's mouth, officially confirmed, that's how it happened.
That's how it happened.
Yeah.
Been confirmed. Yeah. So for Jin, Jimmy Fallon ended up asking that there's a rumor that Jin is the best cook of the group. And Jin confirmed this, yes, which a lot of the, I think almost all of these rumors ended up being confirmed.
I feel like Jin said that he was a good cook, but he also said everybody else is a good cook. Like
yes,
they're all pretty much on like the same skill level.
Yes, he did say that.
Yeah.
But he ended up saying that he would make Jimmy Fallon kimchi fried rice if he came to Korea, that he would make him kimchi fried rice, which like, okay, Fallon better follow up on that. Like, that's an honor.
How could you turn that down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he ended up asking Suga about buying Eminem's CD. That was one of the first CDs that he bought.
The first.
Yeah.
The
and he first. Asked what his parents thought of that. And he said since it was in English, they didn't understand the lyrics and what the lyrics were saying. So they were actually okay with it.
Which is just hilarious because Eminem is like some of the most vulgar like rap ever.
So raw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he said there wasn't translations available back then either. So they really had no idea, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the last questions was asking if J-Hope really is the most fashionable member of BTS. And of course he accepted it. You know, he's like, yeah, with a big smile. Mm-hmm. And because he is like how, I mean, they
so
all.
So much enthusiasm. Like he stands up. He's like, my shirt, my pants,
my slippers.
Yeah.
And tube socks.
Mm-hmm.
But he can literally wear anything and pull it off. And that's why he's the most fashionable. Like all of BTS have great style. They really do. Mm-hmm. And they all have distinct fashion styles for what's suitable and comfortable for them. But man, J-Hope really experiments with what he wears.
In the streetwear.
The streetwear. And he can pull it all off. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he can.
Oh, yeah. Streetwear, I feel like, is such a difficult category to dress in. And he really executes so well. Oh, so
he could wear anything.
Literally.
He was dressed by Jin in that one run episode where he was in full pink.
Mm-hmm.
And he's never looked better.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. He looks so hot.
Completely pulled it off. Some of his, like, more experimental airport fashions are some of like the best outfits I've ever seen him in, you know. He really has an eye for fashion.
All of them are fashionable, but J-Hope is extraordinary with it.
Also, in the original segment that aired on TV and that was posted to YouTube, they did not have questions for Jungkook in there. And everybody was like, where's Jungkook? You know, and there was obviously ARMY in the audience, and they had been online saying they did ask him questions. It just must have got cut from the original segment. So what Fallon's YouTube channel ended up doing was posting an extended version. And so in the extended Rumors interview, it included a couple extra questions. And one of the questions was, Jungkook, are you really good at everything? Because we always say this. So what a great question.
It's a great question. It reminds me of when we went live for our butter like reaction when we were making pancakes. And I think someone mentioned it, something about Jungkook. And Corey, my husband, was sitting on the couch and he's like, oh, Jungkook, he's good at everything. And just rolled his eyes. Because it really is a rumor or something that, you know, a lot of people say because he's the golden maknae.
Yeah. So basically, Jungkook said that he's not good at everything, but he, because he has trouble concentrating on things that he doesn't like. But I mean, I feel like what he failed to say in his humility is he's obviously very good at the things he does like. And those are the things that we see him pursue. But it's so funny because right after he says that he has trouble concentrating on things he doesn't like, Taeyang, so quick-witted, turns to him and says, so he doesn't focus on us then. And this is just such a cute Taekook moment. Jungkook laughs and playfully slaps Taeyang's shoulder from behind. And Taeyang just looks so smug.
Yeah, the fact that Taeyang could just like so quickly whip this out. Like his response was so freaking fast. It's like, okay, what's going on here?
Taeyang's a little starved for attention from Jungkook. Like literally asking for it in an interview.
It's clearly playful Jungkook just starts laughing and kind of hits him playfully. Yeah. I love to see it.
It was very
the playful banter.
Yeah. Oh, the other part of this extended Rumors, thank God they posted this because at the end of it, Jimmy was like, is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you feel like ARMY should know, you know, that they talk about or whatever? And Jin, he goes, yeah, Namjoon works out way too much and looks like the Hulk. Because obviously everyone's been talking about Namjoon getting fucking huge.
He's massive.
He's gaining so much muscle mass. He's driving everybody insane. And Namjoon, he's like in the back row and he crouches behind the little couch that Jin is sitting on. And
Suga.
Jin and Yoongi. Yeah. And he crouches. He can barely crouch behind it.
Yeah.
Like, that's how massive Yoongi, he is.
Like.
he's crouching behind between Jin and Yoongi. Uh-huh. And he's saying, stop the rumors. Like, trying to hide his body as if he's not a very sexy, large, muscular man.
Guilty.
Yeah. As if he's not really the Hulk right now. It was really hilarious funny. And cute.
That was really cute to see him crouch and just hide his body.
And
like
he
that.
Could, I mean, he could barely fit. Like, it was a tight squeeze. Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
It was hilarious. It was a great way to end the interview. So that was a ton of fun. And then on that night one, we also got the Permission to Dance performance.
So this was their American TV debut of their PTD performance. So for this performance, they were in the center of this empty mall. And when I saw this empty mall, it reminded me of my sister, like in the late 90s, early 2000s, when she had her dance recitals. I'm like, wow, okay, wow, this is really American. This is what it feels like. But this whole mall was filled with these purple balloons. You could see them in the back, in the elevator, you know, just all around. But their fashion for this, all of their outfits were like high fashion preppy style.
Yeah, for sure. And Jungkook had this like insane duality between the super preppy outfit and then like the emo poking through with like, because he's wearing a short sleeve shirt. So you can see his whole sleeve, obviously the eyebrow piercing, the black hair is still there, you know. So he just looks so cute and hot at the same time. Like how? And I love that he plays like that little air piano as he hands off his little purple balloon to Namjoon. I just thought it was cute. Also, Jin is wrecking in this video. In this performance, he wrecks so hard.
I just have to say, Jin wrecks the most for this performance.
Definitely.
Like, I can't Can't stop looking at him. I can't stop appreciating.
The lips. Perfection. I mean, and his voice too. His voice is just incredible in this live
performance. He really stands out in this performance. Yeah. I don't know what it is. He's winking at every single one of us. Not giving you a moment to breathe.
No. I mean, we're thankful for it, obviously.
Yeah, but like, it makes me happy to see it, you know? I mean, Jenna's wrecking. If he wants to wreck, I'm here for it. He can wreck. He can wreck.
We're not upset about it. Mm-mm. On board. Yeah.
So at the bridge, I will forever love the live performances of Permission to Dance just for this V-man vocalization that happens, because their runs are so heavenly. Like hearing them at the bridge here for this performance in particular, I went and like screen recorded it and just saved it to my phone because I really felt like I was in heaven just hearing their live vocals.
Oh yeah, beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jimin and then the Taeyongs afterwards.
Taeyongs like, damn, that soulful voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Balancing Jimin's beautiful, lovely run.
Angelic voice. Yeah.
Incredible. Namjoon is just stunning. Like, I don't have a better word besides stunning. Mm-hmm. When he has the talk and walk the walk part, he just blows me away. He's so hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
J-Hope in this performance, he's in this like black and white horizontal striped shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And it just reminds me of a little bee. Mm-hmm. And he's also got these cute little glasses on. Like, he looks like he could be a professor with like these round glasses. But, like, he really just looks like a little honeybee. Like, he looks so cute.
Yeah.
And I really feel that this is the first time that I have called him Hobie since Permission to Dance. Honestly, since Butter.
It's been weeks.
It's been a long time.
Could be months at this point.
Like, I really thought that Hobie was extinct there for a while.
I mean, with this platinum hair and he's been having the arms out. And I mean, he has just been absolutely wrecking. He has been Hoseok, you know, like there is no other. But Hobie did come out a little bit with this. I mean,
just a little bit.
I would say a lot of it with this cute bee.
Yeah, he looked really cute for this whole performance.
Yeah, he was really cute. Mm-hmm. On the opposite side of that, which was really, I mean, really brought out, I think, in the soap interaction, because we see this super cute Hobie, but Yoongi, I don't know what it was, but just like Jin was wrecking, Yoongi was wrecking. Actually, I have a little bit of an idea of what it was. It was his pants.
Oh, yeah.
They were so tight. I mean.
Who tailored?
I don't know. They were bunching up in the front. They were like
kudos
popping his booty in the back. It was just stealing all of my attention personally. I think yours as well. Mm-hmm. Once I pointed it out when we were watching this video, it was so hard to look away.
Distracting.
It was incredibly distracting. Min Yoongi, what goes on? Also, like during his verse right there, his charisma's just radiating from him. He just looks so joyful. Like, and he just really delivers his lines well.
His smiles are always just like this little smirk, but it really draws you in.
Yeah.
It's charming.
Yeah.
So I want to really appreciate Jin at the ending of this performance. It wasn't until this live performance that I noticed that Jin carries the na na na's at the very end of the song, which is like a good portion of the song. Like it's a significant amount of time. I don't know how many seconds, but like it's getting close to a minute.
Yeah.
Like his vocals, he is such a powerhouse vocalist for BTS. So stable. We've talked about this before with his ballads, but like hearing him carry the na na na's at the end of the song shows just how much of a strong, steady vocalist that he is and how he carries us out of the song. And his, like, we don't need to worry where they all line up together and he's in the middle. It's just so powerful. I feel like I could take flight. Like, I feel like I'm lifted from the ground and like I'm just ascending into heaven.
When he sings like, it. Yes. Yeah. That's like, I mean, I said on the last episode, we don't need to worry. That's my favorite line of the song, that and the following.
We don't need to worry.
Because when we fall. Oh, we know how to live. Yeah, it's such a great line. Each vocalist delivers that line and they do it so well. But Jin here at the end, especially after the na-na-nas, wow, his voice is so incredible. Powerhouse, like you said, so strong. And literally when we were doing research and we were watching this video, when that part came on, you literally were lifted up out of your chair, arms spread out.
I think I just like arms spread out, walked down your hallway, like just like taking off.
It's just so uplifting. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah. I just, this performance of Permission to Dance, I have so much appreciation for Jen's vocals.
Yeah.
But lastly, I just want to say Taeyang in this song, at the end here, he does that spin that Jungkook does in the music video. Mm-hmm. And it was cute to just see him put that into this performance. Yeah. So we see that carryover.
Little touches here and there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a great performance and a great night one on Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
Really excellent interviews and fun segments and great questions. And obviously BTS and Fallon have great rapport. And then that performance was just incredible. We really enjoyed it.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. So for night two, that was on July 14th, they ended up performing Butter. So for the setting of this Butter performance, they were on this World Cup bridge in Seoul. And this bridge has been under construction since 2010. So like we're talking 11 years of being under construction. Yeah. This bridge goes over the Han River in South Korea and connects the Mapu district and the Yeongdeungpo district. But the bridge just now is being finished and is planned to open to the public next month.
Wow, the timing.
Mm-hmm. So they're, I mean, it makes sense that BTS are just brand ambassadors. So they're
Korea.
They're ambassadors for Korea and for Seoul, especially.
Yeah.
So this bridge that has been under construction for so long is now about to open after 11 years and become available to see BTS perform Butter on this bridge. Really gains so much publicity for that.
It's a big like prequel to the grand opening of the bridge to the public. Just to like, if anyone had forgotten about it, hey, BTS is performing on it. Ooh, we're almost done with it. It's about to open.
Yeah.
You know, and BTS have always put really important like national monuments or just like tourist destinations or things that are important to Korean culture, like different structures and buildings. They've done a really great job of putting that in their music videos and in like American performances and showing that off. And to me, this is like an extension of their act of doing that, of just being proud of where they come from and who they are.
Well, yeah, they're so proud of where they're from. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have so much pride. But this bridge, they use this bridge as their runway and they perform all of Butter as they advance and charge down this bridge.
Incredible.
It's incredible. Like, I cannot wait to get into this. But I just need to give major props to the lighting crew. We know that there is so much that goes on behind the scenes of BTS's performances, but for this particular performance, the uplighting on the bridge and these bright white spotlights, it looks very Hollywood, but the way that the lights reflect off their outfits and just the lighting, like the night lighting that they did, it just, it's incredible. Yeah. And it really makes them look like idols, which they are.
Superstars. And
alone, they look like that. Mm-hmm. But this is just really highlighting it.
Yeah, definitely. I think from these two performances on Fallon, Permission to Dance and Butter, I told you, I was like, wow, they really are just like pop kings, pop icons.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I don't think that just like K-idol is a good, like just calling them idols is not sufficient. Just like saying that BTS is K-pop is not sufficient anymore. So I feel like they've really transcended this like pop king, global pop superstar and stepped into this fully, you know, now that they're more in the Western scene. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the lighting was just phenomenal. It really made the performance. And their outfits, let's talk about their outfits for a second.
Yeah.
They all look insanely hot. Like, it's ridiculous what they do with these butter performances. They're all wearing either white or black shirts, and they are loosely buttoned. They billow in the wind as they're strutting down this bridge as their runway. We see a lot of exposed chest and collarbone, exposed forearms, exposed forehead. So any of that is just wrecking us the entire time. All
really,
of that.
No buttons.
No.
They're all unbuttoned. And if they're unbuttoned, like they're like four buttons down, they have like an undershirt.
Right.
Maybe. But nonetheless, all of them have some sort of unbuttoning. There's a lot of skin.
Yeah. All of them are wrecking basically the entire time.
Yeah.
We had to watch at half speed. So if you have not watched this performance at half speed yet, you really should.
We really had to tame ourselves during research because there was so much adrenaline pumping through our veins because of this performance. That we're like, okay, we can't make this episode just like ultra fangirl.
Yeah,
the whole time.
But we feel really hyped up after watching it. Like, really. Yeah.
I mean, adrenaline. Like, seriously.
The effect, the BTS effect. I have to say that Taeyang's fluffy hair in this video looks so good. He's like so cute with the fluffy hair, but also so handsome. He just looks really, really handsome. And I love that even though it's nighttime, he wears sunglasses for his cool shade stunner line.
I love the curly hair, the fluffy curly hair on Taeyang. I don't know what it is, but he also, his waist, he's got this belt, these pants, the shirt. I mean, fog me up. Like, he just looks so good.
Yeah. Also,
I know we say this every episode,
but it's like, I mean, you guys agree, right? Iconics, you understand. Jungkook's shirt that he's wearing, the black shirt, is actually completely unbuttoned, exposing the black tank top that he has underneath. And this gives us more skin because his shirt billows in the wind more and at some points exposes like his shoulder, his arm a little bit, his, you know, you can see his waistline and his body more with
his
that
shoulder
black
tattoo.
Fuck.
Now it's been confirmed that that sleeve goes all the way up to his shoulder.
What if it goes onto his back?
No. I'm cutting you off right
there.
What if
it spreads across his shoulder blades?
Stop.
And down his back?
No. I refuse to believe it.
We will not survive.
But for this performance, just talking about the wind was really on our side. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just blowing in such great directions that it was moving their clothing and their hair.
It just added to like the runway vibe.
The effect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The lighting was already so great. But as they're charging down this stage, well, I keep saying stage. It's a bridge.
It feels like a stage.
They made this bridge a stage, which is just crazy. But the effects of the wind, it's like they had fans put on them to do this.
Yeah.
But I think it's actually the wind that's outside.
Yeah, just the natural wind of being on the bridge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really works in their favor, though. Like, the lighting plus the wind takes the performance to another level, you know? Mm-hmm. And obviously, BTS, as we're fangirling so hard, they look so phenomenal that they're just there at their absolute best. The setting is absolutely its best, you know? It just makes
everything
for a great performance.
Everything was going right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we get this part where they're about to like go into the chorus and they're changing positions. And J-Hope comes to the front. Army's Iconics, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Mm. J-Hope is just getting into position, but he happens to cross the camera and he makes direct eye contact with the camera and stares into it. And it's like, what was the reason?
Why?
Why was that? Like, it wasn't needed, but he just added that in there and he knew that it would absolutely kill us.
And it was so minute. It was an absolute split second.
I mean,
in the performance.
Second, but yeah. I was floored.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why. I can't answer that question.
It was, I mean, he knows what he was doing, but like, what was the reason? It wasn't needed.
He didn't need to wreck us that hard.
Yeah.
I think BTS really, they all are coming for us during this performance.
No, they really turned it up.
Yeah. During the V-min moment where they sing together and they are like, it's just Jimin like hanging off of Taeyang and them walking down together. Oh my God, they look phenomenal. They are serving looks and Jimin is just, I could not stop. I was literally screaming over him watching this performance because the black hair with, he's just insanely sexy right now. Like the black hair with the comma hairstyle and his shirt is nearly unbuttoned halfway and he's not wearing an undershirt.
Yeah.
So it's just so much exposed skin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he just, oh, he looks, I mean, Jimin, ethereal, stunning, forehead, beautiful. Yeah. Also the moment where he's like leading the pack, walking down the bridge like a runway and the camera is like that side angle view. So stunning. Like his jawline is insane.
It looks like they're models walking down this runway. Yeah. And Jimin is in the middle of all of it. And you just see jawline, you see his forehead. I mean,
and then the rest of BTS framing him, you know, it's just too much.
Confidence exuding from him.
Oh, yeah. Well, he has said, you know, that like depending on
the age, of course they feel like they have to feel like they are going from first stage to second stage. And that shows, that really shows here. And they're on this brink of being able to perform for live audiences again after almost 2 years. So to be on the brink and to be doing this performance for Fallon of Butter, it's like all of the confidence of the 7 weeks of Butter being on number one is just being presented right here.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to save this for last, but I think this is their absolute best performance of Butter that they've ever done.
Yeah. It's just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single aspect of it is perfection. Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Like the dance break still kills us. Like the dance break, we've seen it every single time, but it seems like in this performance, they execute it better than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Better than ever. I don't know how they move their hips like that. Jungkook fucking smirking when he's rolling his hips and we get just the slightest bit of like shoulder skin from him. And oh my God, it's too much. It is overwhelming.
I really think it's their best performance of Butter, which almost makes me think that this might be one of the last performances of Butter we get. But I could be totally wrong.
I mean, they went really big with it performing at this bridge. That's a big setting.
It's extravagant.
It was extravagant. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that is a reasonable, you know, kind of guess into the future.
They've never looked more confident, all of them. They just really delivered everything they had for this performance.
Yeah.
And then seeing them start in these chairs at the beginning to get up and then just charge and perform Butter as if they're performing it on a runway, just like charging forward down and advancing down this bridge in Seoul that's not even open.
Yeah. It's like as if they are charging forward, advancing forward, you know, to ARMY is really how it felt. Yeah, I felt like this performance was super energizing. It feels like a concert and it really makes me anticipate a concert so much more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Do you like this performance of Butter more than when they were on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert? Because that performance of Butter, you like freaked out. Namjoon's pants, the silk pants. I just need to bring up the silk pants.
Oh, God. I'm never going to be over that. See?
Can you pick a favorite? If you can, it's okay.
Man.
I just felt that this performance of Butter was top notch, like superior to everything. I felt like they went all out for it.
Yeah. I'm going to say, like, even though Namjoon's silk outfit and, like, his, like, insane power pose man spreading that happened during that performance like will haunt me forever, truly. I would say this performance is better just because of the vibe and the energy that we get from it. The setting
it felt
is so
like
incredible. It felt like a concert and BTS love performing outside.
Yeah.
And you know, so
it's the outside component.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
So I'd go with this one. Plus Jimin in this, come on.
Yeah, Jimin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Okay, yeah. I have to say that because for this performance, as we were watching, all you were talking about was Jimin, which I totally understand, valid. But I was like, okay, for Jimin to be outshining Namjoon for is saying something.
It's saying a lot because even though I biased them both ever since I came out as like a Namjoon bias and held on to my Jimin bias, like Namjoon has totally been like overpowering me, you know? But now like Jimin, I mean, he is fighting his way back in there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yep. So that was a great performance. Just an incredible two nights at Fallon for BTS. Super grateful that BTS were able to be on Fallon again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the Permission to Dance performance that BTS did for the Ongaku no Hi music festival, for the 2021 music festival. That's a mid-year music festival in Japan, and it was live streamed this year. I'm sure it's not typically live streamed, but the hope of the show of this year, the theme of it, is to energize Japan and to make everyone happy and smile. So just hearing that that was the theme and the message and purpose of this music festival this year, I thought, wow, what a better song. You know, Permission to Dance is perfect to energize and make you happy and smile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was perfect for this festival. For the setting of this performance, they were in front of this small reflective pool. They had tons of tropical plants, this outdoor seating area. It was very summer setting, which makes sense for what Permission to Dance and Butter has brought us with the summer season right now.
Yeah.
So in the set, they had this like yellow and blue set that was very bright. They're all in bright white and these also like baby blue outfits that were also Western style. They had like tassels and fringes on them as well.
Yeah. And I just think that the set style and the outfit style like made the energy and the happiness like be increased for this performance as opposed to other Permission to Dance performances. Obviously, they have all been super joyful and happy, but I think just the additional styling, everything was so bright and it seemed like pure and, you know, just incredibly happy.
Yeah.
So I really liked the vibe of it.
The blue and yellow set. Mm-hmm. And I really loved the reflective pool.
Yeah.
Or just a pool, whatever it was. But like, I thought it was really adding to that summer feel.
Oh yeah, it totally felt like summer. And honestly, in this performance, their vocals were so perfect. They were really shining through. Mm-hmm. I might like the vocals in this performance more than even in the Fallon performance. Mm-hmm. It's not like one is better or worse, but like, I just felt like they were really coming through on this one.
Well, the live performance of Permission to Dance, I just have so much appreciation for the vocals. I think that they shine through more than the original track. Like, you get to hear more of their distinct vocals that makes BTS BTS.
Yeah.
Like, you just get to hear that live component.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something else I really liked about this performance in particular was the way that the lighting changed. I think it was like once the instrumental drops out of the song, the once blue sky that was very vibrant blue, it turns like purple. So the sky is purple and the clouds are shaded this like purpley pink. Mm-hmm. And because of this lighting shift, even like the white floor that they're standing on, and they're pretty much all white or light blue outfits, even get that purpley hue. So it, you know, it feels like ARMY is there with them. And,
yeah,
you know, I really, really loved that.
The fact that it was this vibrant blue, and as the song is coming to an end, it's like the sun is setting. And it reminds me so much of when they were in Hawaii for Bon Voyage. And as the sun was setting, they said, oh, we should make this an album cover because it was this pinkish purple hue as mm-hmm. the sun was setting. And they ended up making it their Love Yourself Answer album cover.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see that in their Permission to Dance performance that they do here,
yeah,
they ended up incorporating that like purplish pink sunset.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I just really
the attention
love
to detail.
The attention to detail, yeah. And the different mood that the lighting brings. Like, it really, the lighting shift in this performance is that unifying feeling that we get in mm-hmm. the other performances where they would have like background dancers come mm-hmm. in. So I thought that was really wonderful.
Yeah. I liked this performance.
Me too.
Yeah.
It was great.
So lastly, we're just going to talk about the PTD shooting sketch and BTS's reaction to their own music video for mm-hmm. PTD. So for the shooting sketch, what really hit home for me was during the entire behind the scenes videos and questions and interviews that they had for the members, it became very clear that Permission to Dance is so meaningful to BTS.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they didn't work on the lyrics or much of the writing of the song, they resonated a lot with the song when they first heard it. They were like, wow, this is how we feel in this moment. This is really what we want to present to ARMY. We feel that ARMY will absolutely love this. Mm-hmm. And especially the, you know, international sign language that is used in the choreography. They yeah. talked a lot about that. The fact that Jungkook showed up 2 hours early to be in one shot with Yoongi mm-hmm. when he sings, yeah.
And pops like, out from behind him.
Yeah. And yeah. that's all. Like that, he's like, I have to be in that shot.
The so dedication. He showed up.
Yeah, the dedication. Yeah. He showed up 2 hours early for that.
Yeah. What really stood out to me was how happy BTS were during this filming, during the shooting of this music video. Like, I think, going along with what you said, they just felt like it was so important, that it was so needed, that it's what they wanted to say and how they were feeling and want to feel and want to share that feeling with the world, you know? Mm-hmm. And it really came through in their behind the scenes moments. They were laughing, they were smiling, they were trying to put on their absolute most joyful, lovely faces for this music video. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, I really appreciate that effort yeah. and that, you know, that attention. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to mention one more thing mm-hmm. from the shooting sketch that was just so funny. Is Namjoon, he's got that like highlighter hair, that neon highlighter hair. And J-Hope ends up saying, oh, you look like a tennis ball. You remind yeah. me of a tennis ball. And Namjoon says, hey, if there's not a tennis ball around, can I use your head? like he's something to along the lines of that.
Right.
And hilarious. It's just so funny because Namjoon doesn't respond much. Like he just kind of laughs. And yeah. like, okay, yeah, this sounds about right.
Yeah. A little awkward.
I just love Jin.
I love it.
Jin is hilarious. like he's so witty.
Yeah. And in the behind the scenes, his hair was like way more green and mm-hmm. like more neon green, like a tennis ball. But in the actual music video, it looks more like leaning towards the highlighter yellow. Mm-hmm. So it must just be like the filter that they put on the video to make the colors more vibrant, you know, turn mm-hmm. that saturation up. Because during their reaction to the music video, he was like, hey, my hair looks really yellow. Like, mm-hmm. why does it look green? You know, mm-hmm. I think he was expecting that, but he still looked phenomenal. Like, either way. Yeah.
It was nice to see their reaction to the video.
They really liked how, I think it was Yoongi who said he loved how they had different people in the video besides just BTS. All of the mm-hmm. the cut clips to different people, like the essential workers and the kids. He said he really enjoyed that this video like wasn't about them. You know, mm-hmm. They were able to share more people's stories or represent more people in their video. And, you know, that was something that really stood out to us too. So I love that, you know, that was meaningful to them. And obviously they did that purposefully.
Yeah. That's for the reaction. Yeah, I picked up on that a lot, is that their reaction to it was more of just understanding the meaning behind the choreography and the video. Mm-hmm. You know? And that was, they had more to say about that than the actual song, mm-hmm. you know, which makes me feel like, you know, you should really pay attention to the music video and the messages that they're trying to deliver with that.
Yeah, the delivery of it for mm-hmm. sure.
So lastly, for this episode, we're going to briefly talk about the Permission to Dance challenge on YouTube Shorts. So this hasn't started. This is going to start on July 23rd, which is this coming Friday. And it looks like there's going to be a Permission to Dance challenge that all of ARMYs can participate in on YouTube Shorts mm-hmm. specifically. And the reason I want to bring this up is because this was brought up in their reaction video. This was brought up in their shooting sketch. Mm-hmm. This was brought up in the Jimmy Fallon, you know, interviews mm-hmm. as well. So it must be important to BTS. So I just want to bring light to it here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So probably going to be like a dance challenge?
A dance challenge. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. We've already seen some of our iconics on Twitter post like dance videos of them dancing to Permission to Dance. So I think it's really awesome that BTS are leading their own Permission to Dance challenge. Mm-hmm. It should be fun, a fun thing to interact with on YouTube. Maybe, I mean, you and I have both talked about learning the choreography. Maybe we'll have to post a video.
We should learn it. I think we could.
Yeah, I think we could too.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's do that. Let's learn the dance. We'll participate in the YouTube Shorts. So yeah, that's coming up. And we have just really been enjoying this additional butter and permission to dance content this week. We hope that you Iconics enjoyed listening to us chit chat about it. And we're really glad that you're here listening and supporting us.
Yes, thank you.
We do want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP Iconics, Eileen Ruschel, Michelle Park, Deja, Meg DiRuggio, Rachel, Robin, and Allie. Thank you guys for all of your support. We love you, Iconics. You are why we do what we do. Mm-hmm. And every week that we hear from you is just the best. Please reach out to us and let us know what you thought about this episode or what you think about you would might want to hear in a future episode. You can DM us on Instagram and on Twitter, Standing BTS Pod and Standing BTS Podcast. And you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.